Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I'm sure you saw, Danny, that both Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin have opted out of the Pro Bowl with, I guess, what is called non-specific injuries. They will not be participating in the Pro Bowl, general wear and tear, banged up. This is a Cowherdian take that I'm not necessarily proud of, and I haven't really given it much thought, so don't hold me to it too much, okay? I kind of love that Jaden Daniels has opted out of the Pro Bowl a little bit.
Walk me through that.
Well, he's a rookie. You would think it would be this unbelievable honor and, like, I get to go hang out with a bunch of star football players that I've been watching for years, and I get to go be wined and dined all week and celebrated for my greatness.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I'm good. That thing's kind of corny. They're playing flag football and, like, you know, having weird competitions, and I don't need that. Like, I just think that's almost like it feels like he's above it in a sense a little bit. Like, I get a guy like Terry, as much as I'm sure it was an honor to be named a Pro Bowler. He's done it before. He's been there. I understand if a 10-year veteran says, I'm not going to go participate. A rookie. Like, Drake May got the call yesterday, and he's on an airplane 5 minutes later. Because he's like, you kidding me? I get to go to the Pro Bowl? That's amazing. And Jaden's like,
eh,
I'll just go hang out with my mom some more at my house in Ashburn. You know, like, I kind of love that. I like that he is not like some wide-eyed dude. This to me matches his demeanor of, like, he's just so chill. He's, I don't need to go to the Pro Bowl.
It's also in Orlando. So I think the Pro Bowl has lost a lot of allure over the years now that it's no longer in, like, a cool city, like, I don't know, Hawaii. Or, you know, I think they did it in Las Vegas 2 years ago or whatever, but
yeah,
Orlando, so probably not as much allure to it.
It was Honolulu. I will say, though, in Orlando, it's right at Disney, and they hooked the players.
Yeah, I remember Lorenzo Alexander telling us about how it actually loved that idea that you weren't on a, you know, if you're flying from the East Coast,
right,
12 hours of flights to get to Honolulu, you just go to Orlando and your kids can, you know, roam Disney World or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, Daniels maybe would want to go to Hawaii and kick it there and stay for a week, or I don't know. You might be right. It's certainly more of a destination. But for a lot of the veterans and a lot of the players, to take your family, as you said, way easier. But also, like, I was in Orlando once when the Pro Bowl was there, unrelated completely. I'm trying to think of why I was even there. I think I was at Disney.
You just love Orlando. You just want to go.
No, because I've told you the story. I was at the outdoor, like, mall, Disney Springs, I think it's called, in Florida. And Alex Smith and his wife and their kids were like, right next to me with their stroller, and we saw a bunch of NFL players that day. But they hook these guys with different allotments at the stores, and if you have kids especially, you can go do Disney stuff. So it's not like it's in Hoboken.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with like no all due respect to Hoboken.
Hoboken's a great place to visit.
Right. I'm sure it's amazing. But it's still good vibes. But Jaden Daniels saying, nah, I'm good. Again, it might be that he actually is banged up or that he just doesn't want to continue to put anything on the body. Remember, he played college all the way through the end of the season, won the Heisman. Now you're getting ready for the combine. That's a whirlwind. You haven't stopped. So to get a break is great. But I would wonder how many rookies have ever turned down the Pro Bowl, and especially rookie quarterbacks. I'll bet you it's a small number.
So here's my only response, and it's a question. So sometimes if I'm calling balls and strikes, okay, and I say, well, that's a strike, that means the opposite is a ball. And here's what I mean. If he went, would that bother you?
Not at all, of course.
So the reason for me that I don't have a take one way or the other is that I wouldn't be bothered either way.
Yeah, but I don't think it has to be one or the other. In other words, going is just the normal. Like, yeah, of course he should be excited as a young rookie to go participate in the Pro Bowl like everyone would be.
Mm-hmm.
How could you not be? But when you are above that, seemingly, and you're like, I don't really need to be celebrated anymore right now. I'd like to go hang out with my family, be in anonymity, just go do my own thing at my house. I think that that's cool. It doesn't mean it's uncool to do it the other way. It's just a very rare way to handle it.
I got you. What I don't want is for that to now become the standard, right? I'm not saying you are, but like this new young player that comes in next year, hypothetically, yeah, a rookie makes the Pro Bowl, like, ugh, he wants to go to the Pro Bowl.
I mean, but the Pro Bowl, well, no. No one would ever think that. Again, I don't think going to the Pro Bowl would ever be an issue in any way. I think it's just on brand with his personality. He is a fairly unexcitable guy. I don't think he gets up for the attention, the love, the celebration of himself.
Very mature.
He'll be at the award show to collect the Rookie of the Year award, and he's going to be really understated in his speech, and he's going to shout out the O-line and his teammates.
He's going to thank all the coaches, teammates,
he's
parents.
Say right all the thing, right yeah. things. But I bet you're not seeing him. Like, even if he's on Radio Row, cool. But I don't think he's going to be doing a bunch of stuff to get attention all week. I would guarantee it. I think if he's doing something, it's like, you know, raising money for something or, you know, like L.A. Strong, like he was doing with that jacket.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't seem like a glitz and glamour me guy, which I like. And I think this is on brand to that.
I'll take it. Yeah, I'm not moved either way. Like, if he wanted to go, great. If he didn't want to go, great. Yeah, it's all good.
It's a nothing burger.
Right.
But that was my reaction when I saw that. I
like it.
That's great. A rookie quarterback is like, nah, no thanks.
Just as a quick side note, it's not the point of the discussion, but all-star games in general are struggling.
Well, that's the other thing is the Pro Bowl stinks now.
Yeah.
So you'd be playing in a flag football game, but it's really not about that. It's about the whole experience.
Sure.
You go, you hang out with Malik Nabers or, you know, Jamar Chase and Josh Allen or whoever. Mm-hmm. I don't know who's going and who isn't. But you just spend a bunch of time with the best players in the sport, and it's a fun hang, and you meet a bunch of coaches, and everyone tells you how great you are, and you get a bunch of cool gifts.
Yeah, you get some swag. But the reason I bring it up is because the NBA All-Star Game and the weekend is coming up pretty soon. They can't find anyone for the dunk contest. It's now become, I mean, I know people say this all the time, that it's dead. And there's always fun, exciting moments where it's Mac McClung or you know, a couple guys a handful of years ago.
It's kind of dead.
It's now.
Danny will yell that it's back at some point.
Yeah, they can't find anybody to do it. And the game itself is dizzying with what they're actually doing. There's four teams. The third team is some of the winners of the young guys challenge. They're going to play three games to 40. Whoever wins then goes and plays a game to 40. Okay. But you just admit that you don't know what you're doing. This whole thing's broken.
You're trying to fix a thing that can't be fixed. Daniels, by the way, number one selling jersey since the start of 2025. That's only a month here, but still up like 430%.
Unbelievable.
This quarter.
Yeah.
It's good news for the Commanders brand.
Yeah.
I would say.
If you like the name, congrats.
It's a big development.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.